Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Warning! The following broadcast is the most passionate, high-energy, controversial show in American radio history. Please buckle up and hold on. This station is not responsible for injuries. This is Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered, starring America's most fiery, dynamic, relentless Trump warrior, capitalist evangelist, and conservative rock star. Now, let's go to war with Wayne Allen Root.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is showtime. Welcome to the USA Radio Network. The show is raw and unfiltered, and your host is Wayne Allen Root. My name is Lee Elsie. On Tuesdays and Thursdays, I humbly get this opportunity to talk to the entire nation on all of these great radio stations from one coast to another. Christopher down there in Dallas, Texas, pushing all the buttons, spinning all the dials, watching all the radio gadgets do their thing, making sure that we're on the air from sea to shining sea. Well, there's only one place to start, and that is Afghanistan. We got Americans, allies, still stranded in Afghanistan. The Taliban are preventing people from getting to the airport, attacking them, shooting randomly into crowds, killing people. We've got videos of Taliban soldiers grabbing, in one case, this young girl by the hair, dragging her across the floor. Her mother's screaming, and the Taliban fighter disappears into a truck, and the girl is gone forever. There are reports that some of these girls now are being sold off into marriage. We're talking girls as young as 10, 11 years old, and we're sitting by allowing this to happen. Imagine being a young girl, 13, 14 years old, 2 months ago, thinking to yourself, my country's moving in the right direction, and you wake up after Biden orders the pullout, and essentially you're going to become a sex slave. This administration says, who gives a damn? I have a list in front of me of some of the things that women can and can't do. Let me share a few with you. They have to paint their windows of their rooms black, banned from hotels, even weddings, made to ride only in cars with all windows except the front painted black. Barred from riding on buses with men, forced to wear a veil, such as a burqa, to cover the whole body. Forbidden to wear perfume, nail polish, or white socks, barred from attending women's bathhouses. Not allowed to see a male doctor without a male relative in the office. Prevented from having a male doctor deliver their baby. Barred from working in any field other than education or health care, though the Taliban did agree to let women work in a knitting factory. These are the people that Joe Biden and his administration are having conversations about for safe passage for American citizens. If you are not outraged, by the way, if you're not a female and you're not outraged today, sorry to say this, but what the hell is wrong with you? 20 years of gains for women in Afghanistan gone overnight. Where is our female leadership? Where is Kamala Harris on this? Where is Nancy Pelosi on this? Why is Nancy Pelosi not standing up in front of Congress and demanding something be done about this? Why not? Because they're all cowards? Maybe. Maybe they're all playing for the same team. In other words, nobody really, as I've said this to you before, nobody gives a damn about you. Nobody cares about anybody else but themselves. This is becoming so evident. If you don't see this now, when will you see it? And if you don't see through a politician like Nancy Pelosi, who's the biggest phony in Washington, why is she not demanding some kind of equity or equality for the women of Afghanistan? Where's the squad? Where's AOC and the squad? Silent. Completely silent. Why? Why isn't Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez or Ilhan Omar speaking up? These are women being brutalized, raped, sold into slavery. That's your team. The Democrats have made this decision. Where are you on this? Why are you not angry? Why are you not trying to find a solution? I'll help you with the answer. It's easy. They don't care. They never have. They don't give a damn about you. I've said this a million times. You know what else I'm noticing from a lot of the legislators down in Washington, D.C.? They all want to blame Trump for this. Somehow, they want to point the blame at Donald Trump. They do realize that Donald Trump is not the president of the United States. Joe Biden is. This whole operation may go down as one of the most blatant cluster blanks or overt cluster blanks in the history of military operations that this country has ever had. There were so many other ways to do what was or what is being done that is causing all of the catastrophes in Afghanistan. They could have did it completely different. And in the end, folks would have been a lot safer and we wouldn't be having a conversation about getting Americans out of Afghanistan. They would already be out. The citizens would be home already. I've got to ask a philosophical question of leadership in Washington, Joe Biden in particular. When you put your head down on your pillow to take your afternoon nap today, I mean, can you really sleep? Can you really fall into dreamland knowing that you're causing such pain and suffering? Your decisions are causing young girls to be raped and sold into sex slavery for the rest of their life. Can you look at yourself in the mirror every day? How do you live with yourself? I mean, how can you call yourself compassionate? How can Nancy Pelosi look herself in the mirror and consider herself a God-fearing, compassionate human being when she knows that as she's looking at her fancy makeup and her fancy hairdo that she got done while, you know, she was on COVID restrictions while all of us were home, she was out gallivanting, getting her nails painted and her face made up and her hair cut. When she looks at that mirror today, how the hell does she live with herself? Knowing right now at the same time there's probably a 12-year-old girl being brutally molested. I hate to be so graphic, but that is what's going on in Afghanistan right now. And that story, for some reason, seems to be flying under the radar. No one wants to pick that up. No one wants to pay attention to that. Instead, Democrats are using that diversionary technique. Let's talk about something else. Let's get into the infrastructure package. Let's talk about mask mandates and vaccines. By the way, since we now know that the government, this government under Joe Biden is, and I use the word inept often, is clearly inept at some of the most simpler of tasks, I consider the pullout of Afghanistan, if you actually drew it up on paper, it would be pretty simple, right? It would be a pretty simple list. First, get the civilians out. Second, get the contractors out. Third, get the equipment out or destroy it. And lastly, get the military out. If you can't figure that out, how am I supposed to trust you when you jab me with some concoction that's supposed to make me safe from COVID? I was supposed to get one shot, then it became two, now it's at least three. No, thank you. I don't trust you. I don't trust you. I don't trust you. You claim you're out for my best interests? You're out for your own best interests. You know, I've just come to this epiphany. That's why I don't want the vaccine. It's because the bottom line is because I don't trust the government. And I think the government is inept. And I think the government only cares about one thing, themselves. That's why. That's the conclusion I've gotten to today. They only care about themselves. So why would I trust what they want to do to me and for me? I shouldn't. And so I don't. And one final thought, back to Afghanistan. Can you imagine the Pentagon doesn't know how many Americans are left? They don't know what type of equipment that they left behind. They have no idea what is actually on the ground still. Think about that for just a couple of seconds. Let that sink in. A, we don't know how many citizens are there. B, we don't know what kind of equipment we left over there. Are you trying to tell me that it was impossible or too difficult to round up all of our military equipment and put it on an aircraft carrier. Get it on an aircraft carrier and get it the hell out of there instead of letting it fall into the Taliban's hands. And that potential of reverse engineering when they drive it to Iran and sell it is out of the picture. Who is in charge of this drawdown slash retreat? In the end, the buck has to stop with Joe Biden. I mean, we could talk about generals, we could talk about procedural types of things, but he's the one that signed off on this. So this retreat, again, where young women are being raped, people are dying, but I guess for this administration, that's just the cost of doing business in Afghanistan. It's funny, we were talking about this earlier today. The conservatives have become the liberals, and the liberals have become the communists. That's sort of what's happening right now. Because by definition, being a conservative, I'm only supposed to care about America, America first, and the rest of the world be damned. How come then I have feelings, and I feel bad for these folks, in particular the folks who have sided with America and America values, American values? Why do I feel for them? Why do I want to protect them? Why has that happened to me? I'm, again, America first, this troglodyte, this hyper-lunatic right-wing Nazi. That's supposed to be what all of us on the right side are, right? It's the liberals who are supposed to be caring about everybody and loving flower children. Why is that not happening now? Why is it that our liberal friends, our progressive friends, have turned their back? Not only on the Afghan people, but in particular on the Afghan women who are going to shoulder most of the burdens and the horrors of the Taliban. All right, I've got to take a break. We'll come right back. My name is Lee Elsie. Wayne Allen Root will be here at the top of the hour. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered.
I'm Wayne Allen Root, and I'm in the best shape of my life. I love working out hard every day, but I turned 60 this year, and working out can cause some serious aches and pains. I was commiserating with my buddy, Jay Schrader, the Super Bowl champion and former Raiders quarterback, about the challenges of staying in great shape for anyone over age 50. Jay said I had to try SonsOfLibertyCBD.com, and it would heal my body, mind, and soul. He was right. No more aches and pains. I feel like $1 million. Finding quality CBD, not easy. But Sons of Liberty CBD, highest quality CBD I've ever seen. CBD is not pot. It won't get you high. It's 100% legal. It's 100% American made. CBD is mainstream, and it works. For my listeners, SonsOfLibertyCBD.com is offering a discount of 15% off every product if you use the code WAR15 at checkout. Even better, you can combine this discount with your subscription discount for 25% off. Please support veteran-owned, service-disabled, small business, Sons of Liberty, CBD.com. Just say WAR15 to get 25% off. Hi, I'm Wayne Allen Root for Patriot VPN. Patriot VPN is a virtual private network service that uses military-grade encryption to protect your internet connection on all of your devices. With Patriot VPN, your data and internet privacy is secure anywhere in the world. Why do you need Patriot VPN? Cyber criminals, government, even your own internet service provider collect and use your private information without your knowledge. Examples in the news recently, remember all the companies that have been hacked? Cuba censored the internet to kill protests? Here in America, conservative groups are being actively targeted. Your personal information and internet history is being sold by your ISP. It's all happening every day, but not with Patriot VPN. With Patriot VPN, your internet activity and history is protected from prying eyes forever. Patriot VPN is a veteran-owned business right here in the USA. For business or your family, starting at only $6.95 a month, use code WAR and get 3 months free with an annual subscription. It's all at PatriotVPN.com. That's PatriotVPN.com. Hi, Wayne Allen Root here. I don't have to tell you why you need gold. You hear it from me every single day on my show. When I need gold, I go to Michael and Rich Checkin at ASI, Asset Strategies International. Right now, ASI is offering my listeners the new Type 2 1-ounce gold American Eagle at 6% over the gold price while supplies last. They are the definition of honest. 39 years in business, over $5 billion in sales, over 20,000 clients with zero complaints. The biggest question on everyone's mind right now is, when will will gold and silver prices start to explode upwards. Right now, prices are low, but that's to your advantage. They won't be forever. We expanded the money supply by 25%. Commodity prices up, consumer prices up, energy prices up. Inflation is here, and it's going to get much worse before it gets better. Call ASI today at 800-831-0007 to claim your American Gold Eagle at 6% over gold. That's 800-831-0007 or AssetStrategies.com. Tell them Moore sent you, and you want to keep what's yours.
Raw and unfiltered.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for a specialist to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
You can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK, 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, Raw and Unfiltered.
Welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, Raw and Unfiltered. One of our favorite guests from the Heritage Foundation, Tommy Binion. Tommy, let's talk Afghanistan. By the latest account, there could be up to 40,000 U.S. citizens still trapped behind enemy lines in Afghanistan. What do you say to that?
We've got the airport secured, but the Taliban has a ring around the airport, and the folks can't get to the airport. They're trapped with no way out. No, I can't imagine a worse exit plan, but this isn't a plan. This is a colossal catastrophe. It is a present day, by the minute, by the hour, desperate security situation on the ground in Afghanistan, and the president is at Camp David taking Zoom calls or something. I don't know. I'm enraged by this, Lee, and I think everybody listening ought to be as well. I can't. It isn't that it was a bad plan. It's that there was no plan, and in this context, no plan is unfathomably.
It defies every aspect of common sense. I have no military training. I didn't go to the war college. I didn't study the art of war. I didn't do any of that stuff. But my common sense would dictate I would get the civilians out first. I would get the contractors out second. I would get my equipment out third. I destroy the equipment I can't get out, and then I get my military out. That's not hard.
No, it's an obvious sequence. And you and I, we didn't go to the war college. We didn't study those things. That's obvious to us, but this is the United States of America. We are the greatest fighting force the planet has ever known. And to not have any thought, any expectation, any contingency for what in hindsight seems obvious that it's going to happen, it's devastating. We are going to lose faith in the institution of the federal government as a nation, and that's really sad. It's devastating, but I can't get over all this is true. There's a live fire security situation on the ground in Afghanistan. The screw-up is mind-boggling, but I can't get over Biden's response. 6 days we don't hear from him. We get a picture of him all by himself on a Zoom call. We get a 10-minute speech. He doesn't take questions. He doesn't call foreign leaders. He doesn't leave. And then he runs away from questions and goes back to Camp David. You just can't do that as the American president. That's unacceptable.
I'm come to the conclusion, Tommy, I don't think he's capable. I think they prop him up when they can do it in such a controlled manner, and you know they do it at short bursts, and that's it. That's all he's got. He's got nothing. I don't believe he has any idea what's really going on. I believe he's reading a teleprompter. Look how hard he looks at a teleprompter when he gives a speech. He's struggling just to sit.
You're not saying anything scandalous here. There are intangible factors in terms of leadership, tenacity, and determination, and wisdom, qualities that you can see when you look in somebody's eyes. And we watch Joe Biden deliver these teleprompter addresses, and you can't see those things. And as an American, whatever party you are, it's devastating. It's heartbreaking. And then you just scratch your head and you wonder how the next 3.5 years are going to go. How is this possibly going to unfold? I have no confidence in the American leadership at the moment, and nobody does. And the whole system is built on confidence. The economy is built on confidence. The government is built on confidence. It's built on credibility. It's built on trust. It's built on integrity, transparency. These are things that are just whoosh, gone. And those are the pillars that hold up the whole building.
Yep. Not the mechanics of how to get folks out. We all know they botched that. But just the theory of leaving a force behind in Afghanistan. Are you for that or against that?
If our leaders had been honest with themselves and had transparent conversations with our military leaders and gone to the podium, gone to the presidential debate and said, look, the war's over. What we're talking about here is a deterrent force. What we're talking about is a small number of troops that will keep this from happening, that will keep the Taliban from taking over the country again. And explained, you know, that is the exit strategy. The exit strategy is not letting the Taliban take over again. I think the American people would have accepted that. We accepted that for 20 years. But honestly, you know, that isn't the question here. It was decided that we were going to get out. I think that was politically popular. Three presidents in a row ran on ending the war. It was decided. It is the way we got out. And that's what we have to litigate at this point. If the question is, should we have gotten out, you know, that was a question that was answered by our presidential policy. Now the question became how we got out. And what we did is, there are 1,000 options, and what we did is number 1,000.
I agree. Tommy, I'm out of time, though. Thank you, as always, Tommy Binion, Heritage Foundation. Follow him, TP Binion, at Twitter. Good follow. We got to run. We'll come back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Traders, listen up. As life in America starts to return to normal, are you looking for the best trading opportunities? With the current real estate market, the rise of crypto, and the volatility of tech stocks, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how our technology analyzes over 1 million data points per day. Text the word money to 813-813 so you can learn how to predict market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Whether you're trading stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to find out how to maximize your gains. Text the word money to 813-813 to learn how to use the volatility to your advantage. Don't wait. Text the word money to 813-813 now.
By texting in, you consent to receive calls, voice, and text messages using automated technology regarding offers by or on behalf of Vantage Point.
War now.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The U.S. government isn't sure how many Americans are in Afghanistan. Pentagon spokesman John Kirby admitting he doesn't know exactly how many citizens remain in the war-torn country. It comes as U.S. troops try to move as many people out as quickly as possible amid the Taliban taking control. State Department spokesman Ned Price with an update on the evacuations.
U.S. military and other country flights continued throughout the last 24 hours, and American citizens and legal permanent residents will be given the first opportunity to board, with other priority groups filling in seats from there.
More Americans keep getting vaccinated against coronavirus. The White House's COVID-19 data director saying just over 1 million doses have been administered in a day. That includes more than 560,000 who are newly vaccinated. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. 800-985-1610. That's 800-985-1610.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus doesn't grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R, T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
You
can speak with a capitalist evangelist and conservative warrior now. Call 833-WAR-TALK. 833-WAR-TALK. That's 833-927-8255. Now, back to Wayne Allen Root, raw and unfiltered.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, and from time to time we get a chance to talk to some of the great women over at the Independent Women's Forum, and joining us right now is Chloe. Our website, folks can follow more about you.
I am a foreign policy fellow with the Independent Women's Forum, which is IWF.org. And so, they're on Twitter, also under IWF.
All right, so I'm sure, you know, we're probably going to be lockstep with the way we're looking at this, but you never know. Surprises could happen. But
You never know.
But every military person I talk to, they shake their head at this withdrawal and, you know, what has happened with the chaos since. I mean, it is remarkable to me how fast this has fallen. I mean, are you shocked by this?
It's obscene. I'm not shocked by the speed with which it's fallen. What I'm shocked by is the mendacity and the idiocy at the top of the U.S. government right now. I thought Biden's speech yesterday was one of the most noxious things I've ever heard from an American president. And I can remember when Jimmy Carter was president. It's not just shocking. It's a really terrible, large thing that has happened, and it extends way beyond Afghanistan. This is an incredible humiliation for the United States. And Joe Biden is, we had a mission when we went into Afghanistan. He's quite right. You know, get the Taliban out of power and get rid of Al-Qaeda and end the threat from there to the United States. But there was another mission, like it or not, when he took office, there was still a mission there in the sense of we had made promises, commitments, agreements. We had an investment there in the eyes of the world. And he's just kicked that all over. I mean, I spend a lot of time, one of my main areas of focus is China, which is really a rising threat today. And what they've done in Hong Kong is terrible. And what they're threatening to do to Taiwan is terrible. And if you watch what Chinese government spokesmen are putting out right now, they're having a field day deriding, ridiculing the United States. Unfortunately, they've got a point.
Well, you mentioned Carter, and so far in the first 7 months of this presidency, he's given Carter a pretty strong run for being the worst president in history.
I think he's beaten Carter hands down. I mean, by the time Carter left, we had the Islamic Revolution in Iran and the Soviet invasion of Afghanistan and the hostage crisis in Tehran. Biden has just set the stage for worse.
Yeah.
And what's happening right now in Afghanistan is morally horrifying. But strategically, it's also devastating for the United States. This is a message that's going to be really hard to come back from, which is that we'll cut and run. And maybe I should save this for when we're on the air. But the pictures of American troops who are now at the Kabul International Airport holding back Afghans at gunpoint who are desperate to get out of there. Okay, I'm sure there are some agents assaulted in the crowd, but in the main, those are people very likely who worked with the United States.
Right.
Who know that their lives are in terrible danger. And there are the Americans whom they gave their trust to. Holding them back behind barbed wire at gunpoint while we evacuate our diplomatic personnel. The whole scene is both symbolically and quite, you know, literally in the real nitty gritty is just awful. What a terrible message. When our troops next have to go into some place where they need to rely on locals who would have to put themselves at risk to work with us, what are they going to say? Because everyone is watching this. And credibility is vital to deterrence. Deterrence is vital to avoiding really big wars. And what Joe Biden has done is put us steps further down the road in that direction right now while congratulating himself with this sort of... It was a very nasty speech he gave yesterday.
Yeah.
Blaming the Afghans, blaming everybody. Well, he cast himself as the heroic, defiant man who was going to do this great thing. I mean, even his syntax was blaming. He said the situation unfolded faster than we anticipated. That's a sentence structure in which the situation is to blame, not the failure to anticipate.
Right.
I mean, some of the speech writers, but that's the tenor of the whole thing. It's staggering and lies. And coupled with, you know, you wanted to talk about the border. This is happening at a time when we have no control over our southern border. More than 200,000 people walked over it in July that we are aware of.
Right.
And at least in 2001, we had some control over our borders. I mean, the hijackers had to get visas. They succeeded nonetheless in these terrible terrorist attacks. But right now, does anyone think that the Taliban, Al-Qaeda, and all our pals, ISIS, et cetera, aren't looking at that and seeing the possibilities and looking at this American president who said nothing, zero, in person on the day that Kabul fell to the Taliban and then finally came out and blamed everybody else and went back to his vacation or whatever he's doing?
We're keeping the region relatively stable for a period of time, 2 decades essentially. And even in the last year and a half, we've only lost one military person in that time. You know, a lot of us, including me, up until the last month or so, thought, you know, let's get the hell out of there, right? What are we doing? Why are we doing it? Let them kill each other, blah, blah, blah. But as the information has been disseminated, beginning to see exactly what's happened over there and what can happen, I mean, we should be staying there and keeping this region stable, and we're only using 3,000 troops to do it. Why would we leave?
You're absolutely right. We would. And if you look at what's happening now, China and Russia are not mourning our departure, as some are writing. They're celebrating. They're bragging up on Twitter and on social media that their embassies are open as America lowers its flag and flees. And the scene, we have a sort of increasingly heated contest at this point for who is going to shape the 21st century world order. Those are the real stakes here. China aspires to do it. China's on its way. That will be a very grim world if you look at how China rules its own people, what it's just done to what was the free city of Hong Kong. And the first big thing that they want to do is get us out of their part of the world. And America has been a tremendous stabilizing force for freedom in the main since the end of World War II. And that is what they're trying to overturn. And what they just had happen in front of them is the Taliban, nonetheless, this group with no air force, as the administration here has been pointing out, has run America, the superpower, out of Afghanistan. That's exactly what's happened, and no matter how they spin it, that's what just happened. And we could have stayed, as you pointed out. We had a fragile stability there. We could have ramped that up. We could have held on to it. We could have kept that place. We simply left. We walked out. Bye. Well, that was useful for Afghanistan. That was also an important base in that region near China. And that's gone. Well, the reason you're seeing those crazy scenes at the Kabul airport is because we don't have Bagram to evacuate people anymore. So he gave up a lot. And that's why China and Russia are basically celebrating and China is mocking us galore. You know, again, unfortunately, with reason. America is a great country of great people. We do not have great leadership right now. What we have is shameful. It's embarrassing. And that speech broadcast to the world yesterday, in which President Biden blamed the Afghans for his as incredibly poorly planned failure was executed by the United States, pulling out and seeing Afghanistan fall to the Taliban. Again, that's not what a great leader does. That's not what a great country does. And it's small, it's petty, it's mean, and frankly, it was cruel in the way that he put it on Monday. And we will pay a price for that. We've given up you know, reputation is really important. And I know that there's all sorts of criticism that President Biden blamed President Trump, among other things. In other words, it wasn't just, we're going to get out and here's what we want you to do. which is by the Biden approach, it was, here are conditions that the Taliban had to observe. They didn't. They violated them. And Trump administration officials began pointing that out within weeks of the agreement. Biden was under no obligation to honor that. It was the Taliban had already violated the deal. Yet, Biden sort of pointed to Trump as having left him with this decision, all or nothing, that he had to make. That was just completely false. Biden was free, you know, as many have pointed out at this point, President Biden has overturned all sorts of other things that President Trump did, including pulling us out of the Keystone Pipeline while waving ahead Nord Stream 2, where Russia will supply gas to Europe, including the controls of the border, which is now a complete open disaster, including bringing us back into the Paris Climate Agreement, which was never approved as a treaty by the Senate, including trying to get back into the Iran nuclear deal. And yet, with Afghanistan, where it wasn't the deal that Trump negotiated, was not binding on Biden. He blamed Trump. And this is again, the commander-in-chief of the Grand American superpower. Blaming everybody else, but it's finally saying, you did the right thing, there would never be a right time, that's it, and off he goes. And we all go back to these horrendous things from Kabul, where we're already hearing the reports, predictably,
yeah,
of the Taliban exacting horrible revenge against people who worked with the Americans.
Well, yeah, I could talk to you for hours. I have a million more questions, but I'm out of time. I mean, I've been calling this operation ineptness and chaos, but I do got to go. I'm completely out of time. I cannot thank you enough. Claudia Rosette from the International Women's Forum. We'll come right back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network.
So when Mike Lindell told me about his new My Slipper, I just had to try it. It's more than a bedroom slipper. It's an indoor-outdoor slipper with a three-tier cushioning system that combines two layers of foam with a patented impact gel to keep you from wanting to ever take them off. I love them. They're comfortable, beautifully finished with leather suede, faux fur linings, and an indoor-outdoor sole. And Mike guarantees this will be the most comfortable slipper you'll ever own, or you'll get your money back. 60-day money-back guarantee, one-year warranty, and you can save 40% when you go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, or call 1-800-951-8175. Mention USA Radio when you get to give them the promo code USA, and they will take good care of you. Save 60% on just about anything on the MyPillow website when you use my promo code USA. MyPillow.com, my slippers.
Awesome and amazing day. Hey, friends, it's John and my beautiful wife, Chelsea Jubilee.
Listen up, everyone. We are doing a buy one, get one free special for the rest of the month. You guys have heard about us, EnergizedHealth.com. And women, this is a perfect opportunity to give your significant other a nice little push to get them off the couch and get them healthy with you.
Oh, my word, baby. Come on, any man is going to say yes. Ladies, come on, if you know you love your husband and he just needs a little extra nudge to reverse that high blood pressure, reverse diabetes, get rid of that tire around the belly. If you as a woman, you really love your husband, give him a nudge. Say, honey, we're never going to get a value like this. Let's reach out and do this together. It's as simple as logging on to EnergizedHealth.com, EnergizedHealth.com, and tell him that you are a war. Buy one, get one free.
Hello, folks. J.P. Hoffman here, founder of the Liberty Projects. Every year, iconic symbols of American freedom, the Veteran and Wild Mustang, needlessly die. Wild Mustangs are auctioned off and disappear. Veterans are denied, forgotten, and rejected. But the Liberty Projects is changing this. At our ranch, we unite veterans and horses, where they learn practical skills while addressing anxiety, fear, and helplessness. As veterans ourselves, we understand the red tape vets and their loved ones face. So now, our trained Mustangs go into service work. And our veterans, well, they learn a new skill. We know horses cannot ask for help and many vets just won't. So get involved today. Go to vetsandhorses.com. That's vetsandhorses.com to donate or volunteer your time. America, we love our vets and horses and we know you will too. Go to vetsandhorses.com today.
Raw and unfiltered.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer, it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer, Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer, excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2 month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamG'day.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamG'day.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamG'day.com with Longevity. TeamG'day.com.
All right, welcome back. You're listening to the USA Radio Network, raw and unfiltered. My name is Lee Elsie, special guest joining me right now. He is a professor of finance. He's run for governor of the state of New Jersey, also ran for the United States Senate from New Jersey as well. We talk to him from time to time. He's got a brand new book out called Universal Medical Care from Conception to End of Life, our pal Murray Sabrin. Murray, let's start with where folks can get this book before we jump into the meat and bones of it.
Barnes & Noble, Amazon, the Kindle edition, also Apple, and there's another, and Google. So if you go to my blog, murraysabrin.com, the top post has a link to the publisher's page with an excerpt from the back cover of the book and also the different venues where you can buy the book.
All right, so what we have now is really not working for the average everyday American citizen. Now, some people will push back on that, say, well, it works for me, and I get great care, et cetera. But we still have, listen, maybe I'm wrong about this, you can set me straight, but we still have too many cases or too many examples of people losing everything. Somebody gets sick in their family, and their entire life savings goes up in smoke in a matter of months, sometimes weeks. You figure out a way to beat that.
Absolutely. There are several things that you have to unpack about medical care, which I do in the book, and the details are there. It's a blueprint of how we go from here to a free market medical care system, which covers everybody. And I go into great detail of how we can provide care for the indigent, how we can provide great care for senior citizens. And this is basic common sense, economics and finance 101. It's about who pays and how we can reestablish the doctor-patient relationship, because doctor's practices, physicians' practices have been taken over by hospitals, and they give you like 15 minutes for a visit these days. In the old days, you'd sit with the doctor for a half hour, 45 minutes to go over all your ailments, and the doctor would listen to you very carefully and prescribe a course of action to get you back to better health. So I did a lot of research for this book. Pinpoints what the problems are, and essentially the problems are the employer-based medical insurance is, I think, counterproductive, even though there are companies that are using their own resources to provide good medical care for their employees at a fraction of the cost of what it's costing today. I'll give you an example. I just attended the annual conference of the Free Market Medical Association, and one of the speakers is a HR director for a company in the upper Midwest. And he pointed out they provided a medical plan for their employees where they can get an MRI for $400. Now, I don't recall if he said the company pays for it or the individual pays for it, but he said this huge truck comes by the company, people get their MRI, it's $400. The truck goes down the street to the hospital. The hospital charges $6,000 for the same MRI, and they pocket $5,600. Now, that's outrageous. This is an unnecessary add-on of cost to employers if they were using traditional insurance. So companies are figuring out how they can provide quality medical care for their employees at a fraction of what the typical hospitals are charging them for. The practices around the country that are providing great care, and hospitals are realizing this, and therefore they're going to try to get into this situation where they can provide quality care at lower prices. But we know hospitals have huge overheads, so therefore they have to charge a lot of money, and the insurance companies pay most of that, and therefore insurance premiums go up. So in the book, I go into great detail of how we can have a multi-layered medical system where everyone would be covered from conception to end of life.
So what about the people who don't pay anything? People who, you know, wander into the emergency room, no health insurance, no nothing. I assume they're covered in some capacity, but that's a cost that has to be absorbed, right?
Well, yeah. I mean, the whole foundation of what I'm proposing is that hospitals have to be more entrepreneurial rather than bureaucratic. That means that if they do have a charity care component of their operation, they have the right to raise the money from the community.
Right.
It says nonprofits raise money from the community to do whatever they do, food banks, literacy centers, women's shelters, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. In other words, one of the foundations of what I'm proposing is that we go back to what worked for a couple hundred years before the welfare state, which is volunteerism. The mutual aid societies, and then the nonprofits in the 21st and 21st century.
How are you going to get the hospitals to give up that power?
Well, this is why I wrote the book, is to have a vast movement of people saying enough is enough of very expensive medical care. And that's why I hopefully tens of billions of people will read the book and will have a national dialogue on this subject.
Right
now, most people think of single payer system as the government. I'm saying, there is a single payer alternative to Bernie Sanders' Medicare for All. It's the individual patient-family relationship that should flourish in a free society. And that's what I've been advocating for a half a century.
Yeah. Where do they go, my friend?
Well, they can go to Amazon, the Kindle edition, the paperback edition, Google, Apple, and Barnes & Noble. And another point I want to make is that I'm going to do my part. All the royalties that I get for the sales of these books will go to nonprofit organizations, health centers, and economic education organizations. So I'm going to do my part to help educate the American people and help support nonprofit health centers, which I helped create one in New Jersey. I support two others in New Jersey, and maybe down in Florida I can support some or help create one or two in Southwest Florida.
Great stuff, Murray. I wish you the best of luck with this book. It sounds like it's going to be fantastic. The title one more time, Universal Medical Care from Conception to End of Life. We've got to go. I've got to go. Wayne Allen Root is here. He's up after the top of the hour. Keep it right here on the USA Radio.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
91.